Now the 0-2, swung on, golfed in the air to shallow left, racing out is Freeman with a catch and is back to home plate. How did he do it? Kwan was not getting there. What a play by Freeman. Tied the game last inning with an RBI double. An incredible over the shoulder back to home plate Willie Mays catch from the 54 World Series. Maybe not as dramatic, but darn important to the Guardians here.
Oh, when Tom gets excited, you know, Rosie, sometimes you'll say that he's probably, well, maybe not as dramatic as that. But, hey, this is what we are feeling this time around. We're on a six-game winning streak, and we got Hunter Gaddis pitching here in our pennant race. This is crazy this year. I want you. We are talking to Jim Rosenhaus this morning, brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst, and also your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Road. You okay over there, Rosie? You're all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Are you?
Yeah. Please, let's not get into those questions there so early in the morning. We are excited, though, for the Guardians. Now, we have one game against the White Sox this afternoon, and what's our magic? Someone put a magic number up. We're starting that already. What are we at, 17 or something like that? Or
yeah, actually, I don't know. It seems kind of late. We're at 17 already, which is a pretty low number. But yeah, so magic number. In case people are saying, "What are you guys talking about?" Magic number: any combination of Guardians wins, and in this case, heading into play today, White Sox losses. But if the Twins were to take over second place, it'd be Minnesota. Any combination of Guardians wins and the opponent's losses totaling 17, boom, you have a division title. So it's kind of fun to watch that shrink day by day.
Right.
It's been going along here.
It's like 20 just a day or two ago, it seemed as well. But talk about what's happening there and what you see. Everybody stepping up, no matter what. Yesterday, Tyler Freeman, you had that. Of course, Jose is always there when you need him. But it just seems to be that's the rhythm this team has made of this year.
Yeah, you know, and I think you hit it on the head there, Bruce. From day one, you knew that Jose Ramirez would do special things a lot. He may be even exceeding what people thought he could do in carrying this team, because that's not easy sometimes. But then you have, I don't know if it's fair to even say unexpected anymore, but throughout the year you have these rookies stepping in and doing great work, like a Stephen Kwan and Oscar Gonzalez, and now lately Tyler Freeman has done some nice things to help the team win games. And team, I think, is really the truest sense of the word for this year's edition of the Guardians, because it can't just be Jose. He was the hero yesterday because he hit the big home run late, and he's been that player that they can really hitch the wagon to and have him carry this club. But without all these other contributions from unexpected sources, players who weren't even on the roster starting the season, Stephen Kwan was an upset to make the roster. Nobody even knew who he was at the start of the spring, and yet he's been such a key player for the team. So, it really is a nice blend of that rock-solid superstar, Jose Ramirez, and then a bunch of new names that have really become keys to this team.
What do you make of Tito getting thrown out the other day? In fact, I saw something there. There's a Tito 2-pack you can buy for some upcoming games, and I thought, you buy a ticket and they throw you out after the seventh inning? Is that how that's going to work? But
I think that's it. Yeah, the Tito 2-pack, good for this weekend's games against the Twins. You get two games for as low as $25 total. So Tito's all about that. But, you know, he doesn't get thrown out often. He thought that the umpires missed something that they shouldn't have missed at a key point in the game. And he felt that, you know, listening to him talk and what the situation was, I think he just felt that if everyone in the ballpark saw him raise his hand asking for a review, which is what the crux of the argument was, he wanted to review a potential hit by pitch, and the umpire said, well, nobody saw you raise your hand, and the batter had stepped back in, and the pitcher is ready to go, so no, we're not doing that. And Tito's like, what do you mean nobody saw me raise my hand? And And I think he felt that they just kind of fluffed it off as no big deal. But, you know, what does he talk about with his players? Attention to detail. Little things matter. And I think in that case, there was a little thing that he felt mattered and didn't want to see it slip by. So he was pretty upset about it and went wild. And it turned into a double ejection. The other manager got thrown out, and it was a wild time. But he doesn't do it often. So you figure if he's getting thrown out, something really important must have slipped by.
What is the dugout doing when all this is going on? How are they reacting? I mean, are they kind of like, you know, waving and cheering, or are they just, you know, wide-eyed watching this? What are they doing in that dugout when this is happening?
I think they love it because they know their manager, who asks a lot of them, has their back if he feels that something has not been done correctly on an umpire part that could impact the game and impact his players. So, you know, he felt Andrés Giménez was hit by a pitch and wasn't getting a satisfactory explanation and wanted to back his players. So the players love it. I talked to Austin Hedges about it, and he said it's awesome when that happens. So they don't mind it one bit.
Talking to Jim Rosenhaus. Just one other thing, you know, you do a feature that we run on the station about this day in Cleveland baseball history, and we just passed, I think, the anniversary of the Jay Bruce for a home run and the 22-game winning streak. It's very interesting. You think how long ago that was, and then it was just after the World Series appearance. But every season has its own storyline to it, and you never know really how it's going to play out. And here we are ready for some postseason runs here in September. So it's always exciting, I think.
Yeah, and, you know, Bruce, to your point on that, some seasons are kind of forgettable. Like when you're in them, you obviously are watching every game, but then a couple of years down the line, you're like, what happened in 21 or 19? And you don't really remember anything that stood out, but you'll always remember 17 because of the 22-game streak, and, of course, 16 because of the World Series run. And I think fans will remember this season, regardless of what transpires here, you know, if they make the postseason, how long they go, and even if they don't make it. But I think people will remember this year for Jose Ramirez signing a contract extension right at the start of the year, and then 16 rookies making major league debuts, and many of them being just tremendously key players. And just a team where at least once a week you walk away from the ballpark and you say, how the heck did they win that game?
Yeah.
And it's been really fun. It really has. So I think people will look back at 2022 with really fond memories and some good memories of what happened.
And if you got a ticket for today's game, you get to see Hunter Gaddis as they work through their different lineups and their pitchers. And we wish him well for the game and the Sox. And we hope for another big weekend against the Twins. This will be a tough one here, but we're looking forward to it as the season wears on. Rosie, we appreciate your time. We'll talk again next week.
You got it, Bruce. Thank you.
Jim Rosenhaus joining us, talking Guardians baseball, brought to you on WEOL by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, also Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst, and also the North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco. They're at Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Mm-hmm.